Shraddham Krishna Vishnu Swarnam Padasevanam. There's nine limbs of Bhakti Bhajan. Any one of those limbs will give prema. Give everyone one. To get prema bhakti, there's a system. It's called Bhakti Bhajan. Bhakti Bhajan must be guided by a you must take diksha from a guru. Diksha means receiving Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri. These are the diksha mantras of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Hare Krishna mantra is not enough. This was Krishna mantra. Sort of Krishna, no, samsara. Hanasara, Krishna mantra.
Samsara mochan?
Yeah, sort of Krishna mantra. Krishna, K. Should be circled. There's a verse of the Lord Chaitanya spoken, Ayurveda, chapter 7. Ayurveda, chapter 7, verse 73, Chaitanya. Because they were asking Lord Chaitanya about why he's chanting. Prakashananda Saraswati in Benares was asking why Lord Chaitanya was chanting so crazy. So he spoke about the glorious holy name at that time. He said, Krishna mantra haite pave samsara mochan, Krishna nam haite pave Krishna charan. So Lord Chaitanya described two things here, Krishna mantra and Krishna nam. What is the difference? Krishna mantra means diksha mantras. Diksha mantra means Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri. Krishna nam means Ma mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they both have different effects. The diksha mantras give liberation. The Ma mantra gives the feet of Krishna. So your question is, how do I get prema bhakti? You need two mantras. You need diksha mantra and you need nam mantra. Because if you only have Hare Nam, you won't get liberated. This way he said, you'll get the fear of Krishna, but you will get liberated. You'll stay here. This is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya took diksha, Nityananda took diksha, Vaitya took diksha, everyone took diksha. So he said, Krishna mantra, samsara mochan, Krishna nam, Krishna charan. So attaining Krishna to the seat means praying Seva Krishna, means praying bhakti. But to get that, you have to surrender to a guru, Guru Padashraya, Diksha Shiksha, Diksha Adi Shikshanam, Vishwam Vena Gaur Seva, Sarvar Madhavartate. These are the first four limbs of bhakti. And you have to follow the nine practices of bhakti bhajan. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Sramanam, Arsham Vandanam, Dasyam Sankamadana Vedanam. This is Navada bhakti. If you have diksha mantra and ma mantra and practice bhakti without parada, you'll get prema. The example is Narada Muni, the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 6, verse 29. He did Vaidhi bhakti, attained prema. So the example of someone who attained prema bhakti is Narada Muni, the first canto, chapter 6, verse 29. He practiced Vaidhi sat. He took diksha from saints during Chaturvasya. It's described in the first canto of chapter 7. No, I mean chapter 6. 5 and 6. The story of Narada Muni. So you just have Hare Krishna mantra, that's not enough. You have to get Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri. You have to have a proper guru also.